بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable elders, respected mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, we're so fortunate that Allah is giving us the opportunity to enhance our lives with the beautiful lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Their lives is exemplary to us. Every Sahabi, Allah's Nabi, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed, Ashabi kulluhum udul, my every Sahabi is rightly guided. And this are the sentiments of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. He explained this emphatically in a report of Hakim with a Sahih Sanad, a sound chain of reporters. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ikhtarani, Allah has selected me. Wa ikhtarali ashaba, and Allah has selected and chosen every one of my sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Faja'ala li minhum wuzara wa ansaran wa ashara, and Allah made my sahaba, they were the helpers, my helpers, wuzara, those who carried my burdens and the responsibilities of my deen, wuzara, my ministers. Meaning, someone who helped me, those that helped me in the upliftment of my deen, and carried the burden and the responsibility and the worry and the concern of my deen. Wuzara means that. Wa ansaran, and Allah made from my sahaba my helpers, radiallahu anhum. Wa ashara, and Allah made some of them my relatives, in-law relatives, family relatives. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. He who disrespects them, he who discards them, upon him be the curse of Allah and the Malaika and all Allah's people. لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَرْفٌ وَلَا عَدَلٌ. On the day of judgment, no deed will be accepted from them, whether nafil or fard. Nothing will be accepted from him or her who discards, disregards, disrespects, undermines my beloved sahaba radiyallahu anhum, whom Allah has chosen. And Quran declares, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every sahabi is jannati. Every sahabi radiyallahu anhum is jannati. Sahaba wa mahfuz, protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another report of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, from the riwayah of Muslim, in the Sahih Muslim, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nujumu amanatun lis-sama. Allah has made the system that the skies are preserved via the stars. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ أَتَى السَّمَاءَ مَا تُوعَدْ. When Allah's will happens and the stars perish, what is promised by Allah to the skies will befall it. And then Allah's Nabi said, and I am a preservation for my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. وَأَنَا أَمَنَةٌ لِأَصْحَابِي فَإِذَا ذَهَبْتُ أَتَى أَصْحَابِي مَا يُوعَدُونَ. When I depart, what Allah has willed for my Sahaba will happen. Wa ashabi amanatun li ummati, and my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum are a protection for my ummah. My Sahaba are the protection of my ummah. Fa idha dhahaba ashabi ata ummati ma yu'adun. And whatever challenges befall my ummah, it is when my Sahaba depart radiyallahu anhum. And more so, indicated from here, when my ummah will disrespect the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and then more threats will befall them. So when the sahaba radiyallahu anhum depart, what is willed, what is promised to the people will befall them, because sahaba radiyallahu anhum is a protection for the people. So this hadith indicates that sahaba radiyallahu anhum are a protection of the ummah. There's another report that has a similar meaning with a different chain of reports, but this hadith strengthens that meaning, wherein it states that the sahaba radiyallahu anhum are stars, are shining stars. Ashabi kan nujum, sahaba are stars. Subhanallah. What is meant by this is, in the past, for guidance, it was so dark around, people on journey would know exactly their destination or their route on watching and following the stars. And what is meant is when the ummah will watch my sahaba radiallahu anhum and emulate their ways, because my sahaba followed and emulated my teaching and practices, and they took it to my ummah in the four corners of the world diligently, promptly, with precision, with honesty, with integrity. So my sahaba watch my every action. When my ummah will watch my sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will get to their destination, which is Jannah. Another meaning which is also available in that report, because Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood every time, and Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke for every time, like in the Quran, like in surah, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. This chapter, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to see Qiyamah, analyze this chapter of the Quran. One meaning is, these are happenings on the Day of Judgment. The stars will rift asunder, the skies will collapse, the sun will fall, and so on and so forth and so forth. The mountains will be shifted from their places, and also Jannat will be brought closer. Animals will be rallied and gathered for retribution. That's on the Day of Judgment, where even that child that was buried alive, the little girl, will be awakened, alivened, and asked, su'ilat, that why is it that you were treated this way? Because Allah Ta'ala wants to defend this child. That's one meaning. Another possible meaning of these ayat is, it is a discussion about happenings before Qiyamah, closer to Qiyamah. Jannat being brought closer. What is meant by that is, Jannat being brought closer is so many things that we hear about in the ahadith that will happen in Jannah, like thrones that will turn in any direction, and everything available for a person most comfortably and instantly. All this will be available in Jannah, but in the dunya towards the end before Qiyamah, things like this to happen instantly will also be available. Like even animals will be gathered, things like zoos, animals being gathered and put together under one roof, that was something never ever available before in the past or in history. So that's also another meaning. Like in this hadith, there is a possibility that nujum here also means, like people want to take other people as their stars, who they want guidance from and they want to emulate. This hadith is encouraging us that don't emulate false stars. Emulate my sahaba radiallahu anhum, who are true stars. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the sahaba radiallahu anhum. There's another report from Wathila bin Asqa radiallahu anhu. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَزَالُونَ بِخَيْرٍ مَا دَامَ فِيكُمْ مَنْ رَآنِي وَصَاحَبَنِي. You will remain in goodness and blessings as long as he who saw me and is my sahabi is amongst you. وَاللَّهُ لَا تَزَالُونَ بِخَيْرٍ مَا دَامَ فِيكُمْ مَنْ رَآ مَنْ رَآنِي وَصَاحَبَ مَنْ صَاحَبَنِي. Then Allah's Nabi also took qasam, and also you will remain with goodness as long as those are amongst you who are the students of my sahaba who saw me, radiallahu anhum. So you will remain in goodness as long as my sahaba are amongst you, and as long as those who are the students of my sahaba, radiallahu anhum, are amongst you. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the sahaba, radiallahu anhum. Then through their barakah and through their blessings, Allah Ta'ala will protect us and guide us. Like in the hadith we hear on the Friday Jumu'ah in the khutbah, when Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully said, Khayrul Quruni Qarni, the best of times is my era and period of time. The hadith continues, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of periods of time is my time. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then those that come after and those that come thereafter. Meaning, the closer one is to the times of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the closer one is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that in the ahadith is referred to as khayrul qurun, the best of times to live in, the best of times to be in. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now this hadith is encouraging us and teaching us, first of all, that Sahaba's time is the best, because they lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time firstly, and then after that the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like I am teaching you, people will come to you from the four corners of the world. Treat them well, O my Sahaba, and teach them well. فَاسْتَوْصُوا بِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Treat them well and teach them well. And really, Sahaba radiallahu anhum did that and practiced that. Not only did they welcome those who came to them, but they themselves sacrificed to take the deen to the four corners of the world, as they were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the author of Hayatul Sahaba, gives one explanation of this hadith that we hear in the Jumu'ah khutbah. That one meaning of this hadith is also that the best of times is my time. Why? Because of what deeds were practiced in my time. So what we learn from this hadith is, like, this is called balagha. In Arabic rhetoric, there is something called borrowing one word for something else. Oh, it's called isti'ara. Borrowing something for something else. It's an equation. The actual English word cannot be found for this. Allah knows. Gee, but this is so beautiful. It's called Arabic rhetoric, balagha. Quran is filled with expressions of eloquence like this and others. Allah help us to explain. People like myself are very, very weak to do so. Allah help me to give some close meaning. Here, like you would say that so-and-so's nose is running. What is meant is not the nose, but what's inside the nose is running. Meaning, what's inside the nose, sala anfu fulanin. But the statement just says his nose is running. Or the Nile River flows. It's not the river that's flowing, it's the water that's in the river is flowing. So this is one sort of eloquence in Arabic to say that the best of times is my time. And indicated there is that when, because of what a'mal is carried out in my time, that is the best. So there the ummah is being taught and encouraged that in any time, if you bring alive what my sahaba radiallahu anhum did, Allah will give you in your time the blessings of my time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring alive as much as possible the practices of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu would very often say, and also Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, but this is a report of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu in Abu Nu'aym's Hilya, man kana minkum mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat. When you follow and emulate those who have gone to Allah, who are they? Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abarruha quluban wa a'maquha ilman wa aqalluha takallufan. Those that had the most righteous of hearts, the most in-depth knowledge, and they had no pretense at all. They were what they were, they didn't pretend anything else. They said it as it is, wisely, truly, correctly. And they portrayed it as Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated it to them. Qawmun, such a people they were. Ikhtarahumullah. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, Allah selected them. Allah chose them. لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. For the companionship of his Habib, of his Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Allah chose them. وَنَقْلِ دِينِهِ. To impart his deen. Allah chose Sahaba to impart his deen. Respected listeners, respected lovers of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were it not for them, deen would not have reached us. Deen reached us in its pure, pristine form through their barakat, through their sacrifices, through their efforts, through their concerns, through their worry, through their selflessness that they didn't keep it for themselves. Radiyallahu anhum, fatashabbahu bi akhlaqihim. Emulate their character.
وطرائقهم, their ways and methodologies and practices and teachings and paths. فهم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, for they are the Sahaba of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. كانوا على الهدى المستقيم, والله رب الكعبة, they were on the straight road of Hidayat by the قسم of Allah, the Rabb of the Kaaba, by the قسم of Allah, the Rabb of the Kaaba. These are the Sahaba of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq to respect them, to love them, to emulate them, and to impart their beautiful teachings to humanity. May Allah give us some glimpses of their fervor and their passion and their concern and their selflessness. Radiyallahu anhum. Hassan ibn Yasar, known as Al-Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, describes the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Now he was a student of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, whom Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised his students, and his students' students, Allahu Akbar. And Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even praised those who will come afterwards, who will receive deen through the barakat of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and they will believe and have firm iman and accept what Sahaba radiyallahu anhum taught them. And Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to those who will come before Qiyamah, and they will believe because Sahaba radiyallahu anhum didn't hold anything back and imparted the deen in its pure, pristine form. So those who will come in the coming times and they will receive deen through Sahaba's efforts, those coming people are referred to in ahadith as the brothers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah accept us to be amongst those through His barakah, through His mercy. Hassan rahimahullah, whose father was Yasar. Now Yasar was taken captive in Khalid radiallahu anhu, who's taking Islam into the Persian region. Like Sirin, the father of Muhammad bin Sirin, the great scholar. And like Humran, the special servant who narrated the ahadith of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, like amongst them was Yasar, who was in turn sent to Medina Munawwara. And he was purchased by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He was liberated. He then got married to Khayra, who was a servant in Ummu Salama radiallahu anha's home. And through that wedding, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed them with a little child whose name was Hassan. So Ummu Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen Hind radiallahu anha, asked Khayra, "Oh Khayra, have you named the little boy?" She said, "Never, oh my mother. That is what you have to do. You will choose a suitable name for the child." So she said, Ummu Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha says, "We will name him with Allah's barakat. We will name him Al-Hasan." And she made dua for him. Allahu Akbar. So Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, grew up in the home of Ummul Mu'mineen, Ummu Salama radiallahu anha. And Yasar was a servant of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the scribe of Wahi, the Wahi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how fortunate was Hassan Basri rahimahullah to grow up in such a home, because Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, who cared for him, who saw to his upbringing whilst his mother was serving Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, she narrated the most amount of ahadith from the woman of the Ummah, amongst the most amount of ahadith. She narrated 387 ahadith from the beautiful ahadith and teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her ahadith encompass every aspect of life. And Ummu Salama radiallahu anha's relationship with Hassan rahimahullah went even further. There were times where Hassan's mother Khayra rahimahullah had to go out on some errands, and the little infant baby was inside the home, and he would awaken and he would start crying, and Ummu Salama radiallahu anha would take the child to comfort him and hold the child upon her blessed chest. And there were occasions where milk started gushing forth
the blessed chest of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, into the mouth of Hassan Basri rahimahullah. And this is a miracle of the Sahabiyya, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Umm Salama, Hind radiallahu anha. So not only was Hassan Basri her child, like every one of us are the children of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, but Hassan Basri becomes her child from two avenues, because Umm Salama radiallahu anha suckled him as well. So imagine the upbringing of Hassan Basri. He says, I saw the Sahaba radiallahu anha. He grew up in their homes. He played in the homes of the other Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Juwayriya radiallahu anha, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha, Safiya radiallahu anha, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhun, all these great Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhun. Hassan Basri rahimahullah learned from all of them. He says, I saw them. وَصَحِبْتُ طَوَائِفَ مِنْهُمْ. And afterwards, he migrated with his family to Basra, and he learned more deen there afterwards. And that's how he became known as Hassan Basri. Where he says, I accompanied the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And I saw their quality. مَا كَانُوا يَفْرَحُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا أَقْبَلْ. Whether dunya came in their life, that didn't please them. وَلَا يَأْسَفُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا أَدْبَرٍ. Or if they lost something of the world, it didn't hurt them. وَلَهِيَ كَانَتْ أَهْوَنَ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ مِّنْ هَذَا التُّرَابٍ. Dunya, this dunya was more despicable in Sahaba's eyes than even dust and soil. He says, I would see some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 50 years of life, but they didn't have enough clothes to wear one and fold the next. لَمْ يُطْوَ لَهُ ثَوْبٌ قَطُّ وَلَا نُصِبَ لَهُ قِدْرٌ. There were times in their homes where there wasn't even the affordability to cook food in a pot. The simplest of foods they used to have. وَلَا جُعِلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْأَرْضِ شَيْءٍ. There were Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who had nothing to even put on the ground to sleep on. And at night, فَقِيَامٌ عَلَىٰ أَطْرَافِهِمْ يَفْتَرِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ. They would stand on their feet in tahajjud, and they would go into sajda, and their sleeping posture would be their faces, crying in sajda. تَجْرِي دُمُوعُهُمْ عَلَىٰ خُدُودِهِمْ. Their tears would flow on their mubarak cheeks. يُنَاجُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Beseeching Allah, begging Allah, fi fikaki riqabihim, that Allah save us from Jahannam, save us. And why Sahaba would cry, not only for themselves, they would cry for the Ummah, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam must reach even that last child to be born before Qiyamah. وَكَانُوا إِذَا عَمِلُوا حَسَنًا. Hassan rahimahullah says, I would see Sahaba, if they accomplished any good deed, da'abu fi shukriha, they would fervently aspire and make lots of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And they would beg Allah to accept that deed. And if anything happened from them, mistakenly, ahzanathum, it would grieve them and hurt them, and they would beg Allah's forgiveness. فَمَا زَالُوا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ. This remained their condition. فَوَاللَّهُ, he says, they continued like that. They continued like that. And then he would say to those after Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you ummat that are coming, Hassan rahimahullah would say, that your days are diminishing daily. Your actions are being watched فِي أَجَلٍ مَنْقُوسٍ وَعَمَلٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. والموت والله في رقابكم. Death is right by your necks, and Jahannam is right in front of us. فتوقعوا قضاء الله عز وجل في كل يوم وليلة. Wait for Allah's decree, day and night Allah's decree is coming. So this was Sahaba رضي الله عنهم's description by Hassan Basri رحمه الله, who lived with them. That is why, respected lovers of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, we have to be careful, and we have to make sure we show utmost respect to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is their beloved. They are the beloveds of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the riwayah of Tabrani with a sound chain, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. When my Sahaba are discussed, and you do not understand certain things about them, then watch your mouth. فَأَمْسِكُوا. Remain silent. Be careful. Hold on. Why hold on? Because one can lose his iman if he disrespects the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Because we are being warned in this hadith that many a time those who are trying to destroy Islam will attack the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and their next step would be to tell us that, see, Sahaba, na'udhu billah, this is who they were. That means they brought your deen. There's something wrong with your deen. Meaning, this hadith is saying, when Sahaba are discussed and you do not understand something, be careful, be cautious, don't disrespect them. This hadith is warning us. Otherwise our iman would be at stake, because then our deen is actually being targeted. In the next part of the hadith, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ النُّجُومُ فَأَمْسِكُوا, and even matters of astrology and fortune telling, things about that, be careful, do not delve in those things. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا, and when taqdeer is being discussed, Allah's decree, Allah's taqdeer, be careful, don't delve into it. This hadith is teaching us, respect the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In another hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, more explicitly, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تسبوا أصحابي, never disregard and disrespect my Sahaba radiallahu anhum. فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبَا, if one of you have to spend in gold for Allah's pleasure, equivalent to the mountain ranges of Uhud, you would not even reach the level of my Sahabi who gives a few kgs for Allah's pleasure. Because he gave it for Allah's sake. He gave it according to Allah's demand. He gave it according to the requisite that was demanded of him. And he gave it in the most difficult of times. Sahaba are so valuable that no matter what they did, they are the best. It's because of them we receive the message to do. So we can never reach their level. We can never ever reach the level of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah was asked about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And he would say, Mada aqulu fi rajul? How can I comment on a man, such a man, whom qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sami'a Allahu liman hamida? Such a man, when Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make imamat in salah and recite, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would respond and say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Such a man who stood behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who am I to even say anything? What words can I say about such a great individual? Mu'afi bin Imran rahimahullah was asked, أيهما أفضل معاوية رضي الله عنه أم عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله. Who is more superior, معاوية رضي الله عنه or عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمة الله عليه. Angrily responded, in an anger he said, للسائل أتجعل رجلا من الصحابة مثل رجل من التابعين. How dare you have the guts to ask such a question? Can you ever equate a tabi'i to a Sahabi? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, sahibuhu wa sihruhu wa katibuhu wa aminuhu ala wahyihi. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is Allah's Nabi sahib, his companion, sihruhu, his brother-in-law, meaning Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's sister, Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha was Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife and Ummu al-Mu'mineen. Wa katibuhu, Muawiyah was his scribe. وَأَمِينُهُ عَلَى وَحْيِهِ, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was entrusted upon the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes Abu Tawba al-Rabi' rahimahullah. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu sitrun li ashabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a covering, he is a protection for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. فَإِذَا كَشَفَ الرَّجُلُ السِّتْرُ, when someone tries to indulge in that and he tries to remove that covering, that protection, that means he is going to violate the rights of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. اجْتَرَأَ عَلَى مَا وَرَاءَهُ, اجْتَرَأَ عَلَى مَا وَرَاءَهُ, he will then go further and show disrespect and then lose his iman. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah would say, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, indana mihna. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is that Sahabi radiallahu anhu who is so great, and he is the exam to understand whose belief in Islam is correct. فَمَنْ رَأَيْنَاهُ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ شَزَرًا. He who looks at Muawiyah radiallahu anhu contentiously, disrespectfully, اتَّهَمْنَاهُ عَلَى الصَّحَابَةِ. From there we understand that his belief in Islam and his aqidah in regards to Sahaba is incorrect. That means his iman is not intact because he has incorrect belief about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In the discussion of Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu anhu, Safwan means a firm, solid rock. So it would mean one who remains firm and staunch with istiqama and forbearance and continuity on the deen of Allah Ta'ala with firm iman. Like the verse of Quran says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who believe in Allah with firm conviction and remain upon this with istiqama, they continue with this. They do not just accept Islam and then depart. They remain firm on iman. Such people in this life and at the time of death and on the day of judgment, always malaika would come down upon them. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. These are amazing verses in Surah Hamim al-Sajda. Beautiful verses. The verses continue with the qualities of an inviter to Allah, and it highlights the qualities of character. Allah give us these beautiful qualities of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Safwan radiallahu anhu, there's one report, he even borrowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 50,000 dirham, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid him back. Then he also narrates many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was in regards to hijrah. So he wanted to migrate. So it's reported about him. He said, I came to Madinah Munawwara. And I said, O Nabi of Allah, man lam yuhajir halak. From the ahadith I learned from the others, the one who doesn't make hijrah would be destroyed. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Ya Aba Wahab, farji' ila abatihi Makkah. Go back to your dwelling in Makkah Mukarramah. So that emphasizes or clarifies the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said before that la hijrata ba'd al-fath. After fath Makkah, there isn't hijrah from Makkah to Medina. But yes, there is sahabiyat, there is iman, there is deen, walakin jihadun waniyya. There is striving for Allah, wherever the requisite may be, waniyya. And there is intention that, O Allah, when your command comes, I will make hijrah and leave my lands for your pleasure and for your sake. Allah bless them and Allah forgive us through them. The three quls for Safwan radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Umayr bin Wahab radiallahu anhu, and all the Sahaba and the Sahabiyat radiallahu anhum wa anhun. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.